You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Okay.
I decided to do cozy because it was a little,
I'm doing cozy,
little gloomy.
First gloom in months. Tough to get out of the house, wasn't it, Kat?
Tough to get out of the house.
Definitely was
horrible
tough
to open my eyes to that and not see the sun.
Definitely could have been nice to be cozy, but, you know, I'd never complain about coming into the office.
No.
The old ball and chain.
I just saw your clip on Caleb's podcast about wanting an office job.
I don't. Here's the thing. Are we recording? Here's the thing. I think that I missed out on a lot of life skills, i.e. making phone calls.
Yeah.
And just like being able to say no.
Yeah. You were a teacher. You said no to little kids.
Here's the thing, Kat. I didn't.
Okay.
The first thing that we learned, this was actually like an extreme program that's probably like too extreme. But I taught at a lab school, at the BU lab school, which means there's like a mirrored cube in the middle of the room that like we as the students could go into and observe the kids and take notes and like listen to them with headphones because the whole preschool was mic'd. And so like,
what
is that, not the most insane thing? So we would observe teachers and then we had to go in as student teachers and teach while being observed and filmed, and then those films we would have to watch back, and we got a script of things that we could and couldn't say to the kids according to best early childhood practices, and of course, and one of those things is you can't say no, or you stop, or you can't say anything in like a negative way. So if a kid is literally punching another one, you can't say stop or don't do that.
So you just have to kind of redirect and be like,
you have to redirect.
I don't think you should be doing that.
No, you like can't,
you
say can that. Be,
what? What the fuck do you say if someone's getting punched?
Hey, let me think. I guess if someone was getting punched
in the case of
someone getting punched, I would probably have to say, "What's going on?"
What?
Or there was one time we had this like water table. And this kid was putting his mouth directly into the table,
yeah,
slurping up the water, spitting it out at everyone else. And so obviously I can't be like, you can't do that, like God forbid. And I'm being, you know, filmed, watched, etc.
Yeah, you really can't.
So I had to, you have to think on your feet.
Yeah.
So I was like, we need to keep the water in the table. So that's like saying what you need to do instead of what you shouldn't do. So he was like,
did he listen to that?
Slurped it up. Spit it back out into the table.
Yeah, I mean,
so I had to watch myself on film just watching him do that, because what could I say?
That's crazy. Yeah. Brooke, I never knew that.
Yeah, I can't say keep it out of your mouth, that's negative. But that was extreme. And then once I went to actual schools, you tweak it. But
and then you weren't being observed.
I was being observed.
Oh, on the office job. You wanting an office job.
Yeah. Oh, and you saying that I learned how to say no.
Yeah.
And me saying not really. I was observed with student teaching. Like, that was my first student teaching. And that was in a preschool. And then I did second grade, which was like an actual like public elementary mm-hmm. school. And I had like 8 observations. And like 4 of them I knew were going to happen. And then 4 were surprise attacks.
How did you feel during a surprise attack? Because I always felt like freaked out as a student getting that surprise attack. Like the lady comes in and sits in the back and I'm like,
pretty bad.
Yeah, pretty bad.
Pretty bad, I would say.
Yeah.
But it went well, Kat. I will say I did. I'm not a very like I'm not very confident in many of my abilities as a person, but I was confident as a teacher.
I can just tell that you would be a great teacher.
That means a lot, Kat. I really appreciate it. Anyway, welcome to the podcast. I'm really happy to have you. We've got Kat back today.
Hi, all.
Kat Wellington, one of my closest friends. I thank you so much for being here, stepping in for Connor, as he could not be with us today.
And we miss him dearly. I was thinking about on the way here, like the first time I was on with just you was like a year ago, right when I moved to LA. And I've now since passed my year-long LA anniversary. And I was so nervous. And remember, you were still really nervous to do alone.
I was so nervous.
And now look at you. You have your own pod.
And look at you, Kat. You've got your own pod.
I wasn't super anxious this morning. Like, no, it's great.
I feel great. I feel good about this episode. I know we're going to take it in a great direction.
I think so, too.
And it's for the girls.
Also, I will say, when I sat down here, I didn't know about Connor's foot.
Sure. Walk us through what happened.
I thought it was a fidget because, as we know, they have like the fidget ball. I'm playing with it. Brooke tells me it's Connor's barefoot roller. So yay. Good start to the morning.
Yeah, at least he doesn't walk around like barefoot and stuff.
So no, so there's not much on his feet.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, relatively clean.
He wears shoes a normal amount.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want to just get right into it, Kat?
I would love that, Brooke.
And you know
what? And I don't know what it
is. I think you might.
Really?
Yeah. I think you might just know what it is, Kat.
I'm scared it's going to be...
Tell everyone what we did this weekend.
Okay, so this weekend we were able to go to a local establishment for dinner. The crazy thing is I didn't even know about the waiter. You had not told me.
I didn't.
You had not told me. So I saw the first text that said Target acquired, and I just... That's the only two words I needed to just put all the clues together. Brooke has a love interest at the restaurant.
I didn't know. I didn't tell you.
No, I didn't know. And then I watched Tristan's episode. I think you guys talked about him there.
We talked about this last week. If you didn't watch Tristan's episode, just like very quick recap, I'm like completely head over heels in love with a waiter.
Oh, everyone knows Brooke, by the way, because I went live yesterday for like an hour, full comment section about the waiter. I'm like, everyone knows about the waiter.
Here's the thing, Kat. I can't go back because...
We can go.
No. Well, it's probably at this point, it's probably gotten back to him. And I wouldn't have thought that would be the case, except for this has kind of happened before a little bit. Not really. Here's the thing.
At the gym, right?
Well, I was telling everyone last week about the waiter. I was like, oh, I've never felt this way before. Like, mm-hmm. This is a completely unique experience. And everyone was like, Brooke, no, it's not. Do you remember what happened at the gym? And to that, I say, that was completely different.
Completely different. You've explained this to me.
There was not an emotional connection between mm-hmm. me and the trainer at the gym, who, if you don't remember, I posted on my Instagram story and said, there's a cute trainer at the gym. Can someone please write a fan fiction about us?
Which is a normal request.
I shared it. Completely normal request. Yeah. I read it on the podcast. He saw it. He approached me at the gym and he just was reaching out to say hello. And I said, yay.
and I said yay,
thank you. And that was horrible. Okay, this is not that.
This
okay?
is not that.
I did not have the emotional connection. I just thought he was gorgeous at the gym. The young man at the restaurant, the waiter, I would say love as well.
And I actually have never seen, like, I know you're nervous about the things you're doing around him, but when you were actually talking to him, which, by the way, it was not like one time. It was many times. And he was going directly to Brooke. Like, this, we're at a big table. Like, he is kind of like going
out. Well, you know, this is my third time connecting with him.
Okay, well, like, either way.
Yeah.
Brooke, like, you were so confident talking to him. Like,
I'm not sure that we were at the same table, Kat.
Brooke, you, but
you. Do you not remember the pizza incident?
No, I don't.
Well, I was trying to think of more things to say to him. And I was like, oh, here's what I'll say. The pizza's different. So I'll ask him, hey, man, what's going on with the pizza?
And what happened with that? Because I couldn't hear at my end.
It was so bad.
I heard that you were going to say that. I didn't see what had happened.
It was so bad. So my friend Jen, my friend from home, came in to visit for the weekend, which is why I said, Jen, I've got to take you somewhere really special. To connect with someone really special. So that was the...
I have to introduce you.
So that was the purpose of 10 of us going to this restaurant. And so Jen and I were planning on like what I was going to say about the pizza. He comes over. I panic. I didn't say anything about the pizza.
Pizza looks a little different.
Pizza looks a little different. Okay. The plan was me saying, hey, is the pizza different? That was it. Okay. He comes over. I didn't do it.
God.
He comes back a second time. And then Jen goes to both him and me because he's behind me and goes, Brooke, did you have a question about the pizza? I look at him. I go, no.
I had no idea that happened. No. That is like, I love Jen to pieces that like she chucked you under the bus in a scary way. Chucked you down and through.
And he goes, are you sure? I was like, yeah. I do not have a question about the pizza.
He probably thought you like hated the pizza.
I feel.
It did come out a little thick.
It was weird. Like, it's just, it is very different. And genuinely, I was curious about the pizza.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Genuinely, we were all talking
I probably
about it.
Would have asked a different waiter, but.
Given the circumstances.
Given the circumstances.
Husband, it's a little different.
Yeah. What did you think about him?
I thought he was really cute and super charismatic. I know, I do think it's probably, and okay, maybe I won't speculate about his sexuality on pod.
I've already done it.
Okay.
We just
don't know which way. And
don't
I do
know.
Feel like it could go either way, as it could with anyone.
Exactly. It could with anyone. And it's just the level of intensity of my feelings towards him is what is making me think he might be a part of the LGBT community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's usually, I mean, historically, that's accurate when you
just
love
for
someone.
Just the way that my life
your
has.
Your pattern.
My pattern. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I think.
But we don't know. That's the thing. He is single.
He is single. We
Megan
do know
asked.
That. He is a hard man to track down. Not that we've been going too much out of our way, but we'll just say we spent most of our evening looking for
Let's
him.
Let's just say.
Let's just say if say we
I
were
have
to
a
do
few
that.
Details, but not enough.
We
I
do know his
passions. I do think I can't go back to the venue after the dive that we're doing.
I talked about this in my podcast yesterday, but Brooke, so we're obviously trying to get Brooke to leave her phone number on the receipt.
Right.
She's not able to do that.
I would
okay.
I would genuinely, Kat, rather eat the berries from the Hunger Games than leave my number. That is, you know how I feel about just like putting myself out there. I was capped on putting myself out there for the night.
I mean, you had done everything you needed to do. I wasn't going to push it. However, I did want to push it,
right.
But I didn't.
I
do think I understand like if he didn't text you, that would be completely heartbreaking. And
no,
I get that.
The problem was if he did. Then what?
Then you respond.
No, that's where we differ.
What about you? You
that's
had
where my unique skill set of lack of ability.
You were doing
comes
great texting a guy recently. And I just want to say
that. Yeah, I can text people. It's just like when they're like, can we go out? I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is sweet.
Yeah.
Which is why I just really, if anyone's interested in like, if anyone's feeling like they might be in love with me and wants to reach out, I would consider doing more of a like coming to find me in person and then we can connect in person in that way. Does that make sense?
What if
looking
you
to connect in person.
Yeah, I get that. If you connected with someone in person at the bar, which I've like seen guys hit on you at the bar.
You
and
have
then
not.
I have, Brooke. And then like say they text you after
that
meet
feels
cute
fine.
And they ask
that
you on a date,
fine.
Would you go?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would.
All right. We'll send the troops in.
But the thing with the waiter, here's what I can't do. It's the people that I build up in my head so much that then it's
yeah,
like
that's tough.
We're at this point, he's my celebrity crush at this point.
He
so
is.
So I
like
built him up so much
celebrity.
That we're not, unfortunately, like, we're toast.
Yeah. So what I was going to say, sorry. Last thing, no, that's fine, Brooke, is that Brooke moved forward with leaving thank you in a heart. Did you already say this on
no,
any BNC format?
I didn't.
She leaves thank you in a heart on the receipt because she paid with her Amex because
I wanted
she
him
can,
to see that.
And she wanted him to see that power. And then I had to pay her back for my two glasses of orange wine that were $27 each, which is normal.
Totally fine.
And then we get back to Brooke's house and we're all hanging out. Obviously, got a little high. I forgot you can say that on this pod. And
do you not say it on your pod?
No, I mean, I do. But Brooke actually cuts off the entire conversation. We're all kind of having this beautiful conversation, just talking shit. And Brooke cuts us off to be like, guys, I'm panicking about the heart. She's freaking out about the heart.
I still am. Thank you, heart.
Thank you, heart. And we obviously talked off the ledge and was like, that's very casual and sweet. Like,
isn't
a
it?
Lot of people, I was a server for years and a lot of people will leave like, thank you, smiley, thank you, heart. Like,
okay.
Like if they really enjoy
but
their
like,
experience.
But like, I just think like, based off of like the interactions that we had, it might have been more charged. when I say interactions, I mean me ordering my food.
The interactions in question. You're just ordering a pizza.
I genuinely, though, before you got there, first person I see when I walk in, I literally was like, I don't even think I can order.
Yeah. But then you did, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I did. I came a long way. But I was asking Jen to order for me at first. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we came a long way that night. And I don't think I'll be – I think I'm going to give him some space.
Yeah, I think that's
– Give us some space. Yeah, absence a little makes break. The heart grow fonder. Mm-hmm. Thank you for coming with me.
I didn't even know what I was walking into, but I was really happy to be a part of it.
And I thank you. I guess it's because you're not – you don't use Snapchat, and I'm like addicted to Snapchat, and yeah. That's where I was kind of like letting it all out about the waiter.
Yeah, I don't have Snapchat, unfortunately.
Wish you would, Kat.
Did get completely hacked, but I made a new one. I have like two friends, but it's not on my phone right now.
Okay, you'll let me know when you get that rebooted.
Yeah, I can let you know. It's not my favorite. I can't really.
Why, Kat?
I mean, I would like to be in that group because I do feel like I miss out on some key items.
Right, like the waiter.
Like the waiter, but I just, even when I had it, I never opened it or anything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
How would you feel if a guy Snapchatted you? What if the waiter Snapchatted you?
Bad. I don't like.
Horrible.
Horrible. I feel like Snapchat for me is just like.
Friends and family.
Yeah, I don't know. I really love it, but I obviously don't use it in the way that the kids are using it.
Yeah.
These days.
It's really
scary. It's just like. Things that are so casual that, like, I wouldn't even text them. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, my stomach hurts so bad right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't need to text you
that. Block that out.
But, like, I do need to blast it out on Snapchat.
Yeah, no, I totally understand the way you use it. You use it, and it's completely normal.
Okay,
yeah.
I appreciate it.
I see a list with my name. What do we have
It just says cat episode.
Okay.
Four things on it. Waiter.
Done.
TikTok drama. Apartment tour. Harry Styles thing. Any of those speaking your name?
I was going to tell Brooke about, because Brooke doesn't like, she's on social media, obviously.
Right.
But we're on completely different sides with a little bit of overlap at some places, but she doesn't see like influencer drama. And I tried to bring something up to her and she had no idea what I was talking about. And it was a completely viral moment. So I was going to tell you.
Well, I think I have seen the girl you're talking about like all over.
You just didn't
know. But I just scroll, like, I don't know.
Wow.
So if you're able to walk me through what's going on.
I can't imagine not being like, wow, what's going on? Let me get into this for a while.
There is some drama in the book talk community.
Okay.
That's I'd love to hear about interest. That. I don't really.
You don't have to get into
get it.
But...
No, basically it's just this one girl. You know what dark romance is?
I feel like, yeah.
I thought I did, but I don't think I did.
Okay,
it's like
I
kind of
don't.
Like, oh, like I'm like. Having sex with like my stepbrother kind of romance.
Oh no, that's not
yeah.
where I was going.
So it's not for everyone. I have not dabbled in that, and I don't actually. I'm starting to say what the girl got in trouble for saying. So let me bite my tongue. She was basically like, I don't
want to read.
I'm not interested. I'm not interested in the incest trope right now. Okay,
that seems fair to me.
But and then there was a lot of people that said that's not that you're judging me and my tastes, and so that has been a back and forth. On book talk.
And are these videos like how many likes are we talking? Like a lot?
Probably like 20,000.
Okay, that's
so
a lot.
It's like a decent amount, but it's
yeah.
not like viral.
People are there.
People yeah. are engaged. Most of the responses that I've seen are defending her, being like, she doesn't have to like that. Which
yeah.
I do agree with completely. And then the author had actually reached out to her as well and was like, it's actually fine.
It's okay.
That you're not interested in this book. Like,
that's great.
It's fine. But there are some people that are just like really, it's like that phenomenon that was going on where people were like, well, I'm allergic to this. You remember I'm talking? Do you know what I'm talking
yeah,
about, Izzy?
Like
what was it?
It was like the bean.
The beans. It's like, oh, I don't like beans.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that kind of thing where people are like deeply offended if like someone doesn't want to. Anyway,
yeah.
You were saying.
Well, I was just going to explain to Brooke. I don't know if everyone will know what this is, but there was these two girls on TikTok and... One of them is named Hallie Kate. She is a young blonde woman, gorgeous.
She's the young blonde woman with the house in the Hamptons, right?
Yes.
Okay, I knew that.
And yeah, she bought a house in the Hamptons and a brand new Range Rover on the same day. Not exactly where I am, but, you know, we love it.
Yay.
And then happy for her. And then she has this boyfriend. She had, I don't know how they met, Hinge maybe. She's dating this guy. They end up breaking up. So then, and this, you'll actually understand this completely, because then this girl who's like, has been at a couple events with her, like they've mingled, but they're not friends. Like, I feel like we have plenty of people like that in our life.
Is she another influencer?
She's another influencer, redhead young woman. Sophia LaCourte is her name,
which she really wants us to keep saying.
Yeah. So basically, like, so Hallie and her boyfriend break up for their own reasons, whatever. And then this other girl that Hallie has met a couple times, DMs him to go on a date, like ask her ex-boyfriend out. So he is single, she's single. Like, in theory, it's fine, but it is weird that she only knew who he was because of Hallie. Like, she had posted him and stuff. And
was he doing plus one to the events that they were both at?
Yeah, she had met him with Hallie. So I think it would be like, it's not the worst thing in the world, but Hallie basically immediately took it to the internet and was like,
yeah,
that my friend did this. Uh-huh. And I don't think that they were friends, but I still think I would be like, definitely, like, it's still weird. Like, I'd be like, I introduced you to my boyfriend at an event, and yeah, like, we're not friends. You don't have any loyalty to me, but it's still weird as fuck.
Right. A personal reach out is
personal reach out.
No one on one DM.
Yeah, so that all happens, and they get in, like, internet beef. This is, like, a year ago.
Okay.
And then Hallie and the man get back together.
Okay.
So that is,
did,
like,
the man ever, like, respond to Sophia?
No, he's doing kind of, like, mute right now.
Okay.
So, like, he's in her videos, but you can tell he's a very quiet, like, reserved person, which is fine. But this drama has all been taken to the internet already. So, like, Hallie's made a bunch of videos about this girl. Right. Sophia's made videos back. And now she's back together with him.
Yeah.
So that is tough to see. And I always, for my influencers listening, or non-influencers, I always say, if there's even a little glimmer of hope you're going to get back together with your ex, just don't post about it yet. Just wait it out or something.
Sure.
Yeah. So anyway, they get back together, and that's all fine. And they actually, like, just got a place together. They're moving in together. Great. But then this podcast episode comes.
Is he moving into the Hamptons house?
He lived there all summer, actually, but they got a new New York.
Oh, she's two homes.
Oh, yeah. She still rents her apartment.
Oh, okay.
Big ass apartment, too.
Okay. And she probably keeps the Range Rover in the Hamptons.
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. Which, again, she's super successful. So then they have their own podcast, her and her best friend, mm-hmm, and they have their boyfriends on. And it kind of goes viral because everyone, like, the boyfriend's given a lot of nothing, respectfully. Yeah. I don't know, like, anything about their relationship, but it's just, it's a pretty hard watch, to the point where the comments were so bad that they deleted it.
Sure. They only had the boyfriends on for one episode, or it's, yeah, like a recurrent.
No, right? they host a podcast.
Oh, and it's
they
gone?
They deleted it. Someone was able to resurface the clips on TikTok. It was just very awkward, and, like, he seemed very not happy to be there, basically. So everyone is immediately like, your boyfriend hates you, sure, which I'm sure is not the
which
case.
Which is sweet.
Yeah, which is not the case. So that she's already dealing with, like, all this criticism from the podcast episode. The redhead comes back.
When was this podcast episode?
This was recently, like, a couple weeks ago. And this all happened with the other girl, like, a year ago. She comes back on the internet to talk about her dates with him and how talkative he was, how, like, romantic, how he pulled
her. Wait, I didn't
know
they went on dates.
Oh, sorry. I didn't say that. It's so important. We knew they went on one date. But then she comes back and says, she actually says we went on three, four, or five dates.
Three, four, or five.
So I'm like, you know if you went on three or five dates.
Right.
So, yeah, sorry. We did know they went on dates, but we didn't know, like, anything about them.
Okay.
So, because they had been, like, spotted at, like, a hotel in New York, like, very Gossip Girl-esque, like, the Reddit's, like, spotted.
Okay.
Her ex-boyfriend with Sophia. Also, this I will say, and maybe we could play a clip or something, but she does, like, try to talk like Serena Vanderwijs, like, in a really scary way.
I'd like to see her.
Yeah. So she basically, like, just is talking about how amazing he is after everyone's talking about, like, how he hates his girlfriend.
Okay.
Is that making sense?
Yes. Completely. You're doing
goodness,
a great job.
Some of you
I'm
guys
hooked.
Are acting like I drop kicked someone's puppy. I went on a date with a guy that was single. I guess the paparazzi cared and was commenting
I guess the paparazzi
on
cared.
His ex-girlfriend's stuff. Commenting on her post saying that me, Sophia LaCourte, was with her ex-boyfriend. His ex-girlfriend texts
and let me just say my name
and says, "Hi, this is Hallie," because she knows I don't have her number because we're not friends. "I'm getting DMs that you were on a date with my ex last night." Oh my gosh. "I'm so sorry. I didn't know you owned him. He wasn't wearing a collar."
That is from. Yes. I saw Grace O'Malley do that sound, and I thought it was she was doing an original.
I don't know if she like really thinks she's like eating down like last week.
And were those texts from like last year when they originally?
Yes. Okay. So she found out they went on a date, and she texted and was like, "You went on a date with my ex-boyfriend," and she didn't like have her number saved or anything, so she was like, she didn't answer. She just seems like, I mean, she's not afraid to rage bait. Like, I think she's doing all of this just to get attention. She wants to be an actress.
Working, yeah.
She did like a crying video, like pretending to cry about the hate. She's like, "I don't give a fuck." Like, it's crazy. And I like, I mean, she's clearly like.
How many followers does she have? Sorry.
I can't even see that.
See.
800. Oh, and she's gained 80,000 followers. I think she was at like 800 when she started all of this. So it's like working. And now, of course, the internet's doing this thing where at first everyone was like, "This is so weird," because she's just getting on the internet and talking about someone's current boyfriend being like, "We had the best time. And like, he is seriously the best guy ever. And like, it was just so like he pulled me and kissed me." And just like, this is her current boyfriend that she just got an apartment with. Like, anyway, so that's just crazy. So everyone was immediately like, "Fuck you," but now everyone's kind of switching up and being like,
"I love when the kind of iconic full switch up."
It only takes like a couple comments, and then everyone's like, "You know what? Yeah,
yeah,
I'm gonna
mom mentality."
Love her.
Oh my god!
So that's it,
Kat. That was a great synopsis, and I'm gonna be like tuned in and any future postings.
And of course, I don't know if you've listened to Sabrina's album. Doesn't really seem like your cup of tea, but it's very like about Shawn Mendes. Camila Cabello, like,
I didn't know she was involved in that.
She was with him like during one of the breakups, and then they got back together. So she keeps using all of the songs from that album and kind of like being like, "You'll taste me when you're kissing him," kind of vibes. Like, she's just doubling down. It's very bizarre.
I mean, that's the only thing.
There's her.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Do you need to like weigh in and say anything on the situation since you used to go to the gym with him?
With Sean?
Yeah.
You know, you might not believe it or not, we never really had the chance to connect at the gym. I don't have much of a comment on their relationship specifically. Sean didn't really get into the weeds on that one.
Yeah.
But I'm wishing everyone involved the best, wishing nothing but the best to Sabrina, to Sean, to the young women, Sophia, and
they have the three of them performing at the VMAs, which is crazy. Sabrina, Sean.
At the same time? Coming up.
Coming up. Not at the same time.
I thought her feud, so she's doing two separate love triangles, Sabrina. Because she's also doing Olivia.
Yeah. And
what's his
name? And also, there was just a video of like Olivia and, do you say Camila or Camilla? I'm sorry. Part of my reach. Camilla?
Camilla. I think Camilla. I
say Camilla. Camilla and Olivia were like hanging out this week, which is very like, you know, they're teaming up.
Damn. Okay. There's so much.
I know you're not like, into the, you're
no,
not
no,
really
no, but
into
there's
the pop
so much
sphere.
Feuding in that sphere, like Taylor Swift and Charli XCX. And,
yeah.
But Sabrina's going to Charlie's birthday, but Sabrina's friends with Taylor. It's all intricate. And
it's
at the end of the day,
intricate.
I think everyone's kind of just out for themselves because like, what else can you do?
I think eventually everything will come to a head and we will see Sabrina and Olivia collab. Like, there's not really a world where it doesn't happen, I feel like.
I honestly feel like, and again, I'm not in this sphere, so correct me if I'm wrong, Sabrina has surpassed Olivia in terms of just like relevancy and fame, if that's the right word.
Seems like it would have been really hard to do when everything like
seemed
first.
Almost impossible when everything was first kind of popping off with Olivia. And now there was a pop-up on Fairfax a few weeks ago when Olivia's concert was in LA.
Yeah.
And then a week later, there was a pop-up for Sabrina in the same spot.
Oh my God, you were boots on the ground researching the turnout?
Well, I always drive past that.
Yeah.
And the line for Sabrina was, I'm not kidding, Kat, like triple the length that the Olivia one was at its longest.
That's
so it's just interesting
crazy
data to collect.
Yeah. I do think like Olivia was also finishing out a tour. Sabrina's probably like is releasing new music. So like
that's so true.
Different times. But that's good.
But I
research.
Also think the age demo is different.
I mean, I love Olivia Rodrigo. I went to her concert and I was like, damn, like maybe this really isn't for me.
No, I think
like it is for me.
It
I'm
is.
Not saying
it
that,
obviously is.
But it felt like, you know how, I mean, at least I'm 26, and like it was a huge deal for everyone to go to the Hannah Montana concert at our age. I never was able to make it, but it like
never was able.
There
to
were so
it.
Many little girls there that, and like with their moms, and it really felt like this is their girl, right. You know, which was very sweet.
Yeah,
except for the two girls standing on their chairs in front of me, putting them at about 7 feet.
It is, and genuinely, I think like what young women are interested in, like ages like 10 to 17. That's the best of the best.
Yeah.
Like you don't get better than whatever they're interested in because they're the level of passion
I know.
That they have. Like it's only reserved for the cream of the crop.
Yeah, I couldn't say it better.
Like the things that I loved when I was in that age, like Zac Efron, like Hairspray, High School Musical, like Cream. I stand by all of those with my whole chest. Like those are Hannah Montana, like all of those like stood the test of time.
Yeah. I mean, High School Musical, like there was nothing like when those came out. I would go to my neighbor's house on the end of my street and all the kids would go and we would watch the premiere together. And I will just like never forget that. I still think they're amazing films. I did try to show them to my younger siblings because I have really young siblings and they weren't too into it.
Dang.
It's scary.
Oh my God. Did I tell you about when I had to go home from the sleepover during High School Musical?
I don't think so, Brooke.
You know, I've had a lot of crushes in my life.
Really?
Yes. But I think Zach was like the first like prolonged celebrity crush that I, and that was when I realized like, okay, my celebrity crushes look different than the people around me. Cause like the people around me are just like,
okay.
Oh, they're cute. Like, let me throw up a poster of them on my locker in my bedroom drawer. I'm doing like complete emotional devastation. And we were watching High School Musical at a sleepover. Like, it had just come out. I'd already seen it. I had already imprinted on Zach. I'd completely latched.
And the girls were into him. Is that what's about to happen?
No. We were just enjoying it. And then I started to feel, like, completely sick just with yearning for Zach. And I had mistook that feeling for a stomach bug. So I had to go home because I thought I was actually really getting sick. It turns out I was just in love.
You had to go home because you were horny during High School Musical.
I had to escort myself home. Kat.
Sorry about
because
that,
because of my feelings for Zachy.
I was worried, actually, that there was going to be, like, other girls at the sleepover being like, he's so cute, and you being like, I cannot, and, like, leaving.
Oh, no, I could have seen that happening, too. Yeah. But I, like, knew that, like, my dedication was, like, so far beyond
there.
Didn't
matter
what they
said.
Zach would have been able to see that, and it wouldn't have been an issue.
And you still have not met him, right?
No, but I was in that room. I was in that room with him this close, like trying to muster up the courage, but I couldn't land.
He's got to know who you are.
I don't think so, Kat. We definitely like, he definitely like saw me like pacing around him.
Well.
Yeah. So.
So that was a good first impression then. The second one will be great. Yeah.
Definitely. Have you seen everything that's going on with One Direction?
I have seen. I just saw Harry at Niall's concert. Mm-hmm. Liam, weird post from Liam, but that's not out of the ordinary.
It's looking like he has got that Snapchat deal.
Oh.
Yeah, which is like, I'm so, like, I would, of course, accept the Snapchat deal.
I would, of course, love a Snapchat deal. Don't have a Snapchat, but I would love one.
And then there's nothing wrong with anyone who has the Snapchat deal, but it is kind of like there is a pipeline of... There's a pipeline. No, and let's leave it at that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're not going to see... Wasn't it you that was telling me on Obsessed that like... Was it... Who was saying that they had more streams on their solo stuff than Harry? Liam? Like, Harry's not doing a Snapchat deal.
Right. It is. It does sometimes, not all the times, a Snapchat deal can represent a fall from grace, is what I'm trying to say. Not always. Sometimes. I do think that's what we're experiencing here.
Most of the time, I would say. I think it's okay to say that.
Okay. Yeah. So,
because if you're doing like completely, and it's fine. Of course, Brooke and I are both saying we would both
accept it.
You make an absurd amount of money.
Yeah.
To like little to no work. Like, I would love it. Please, God. But, like, I think if you are really successful in what you're doing, what, like, if it's
the
music,
One Direction
you're not,
to Snapchat deal pipeline is a tough nut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he looks great.
Yes. Yes. And there was that video of him, like, some girl was filming him and she was wearing a Harry Styles Love on Tour tote. And he was like, oh, my God, give me that. Like, I love it. And, like, it was really, really tough to watch. Izzy, I had not seen him post this, but I saw an Izzy story. Izzy reposted one of Liam's stories that had actually shocked me to my core. Izzy, go ahead and read that to us.
Wait, that's the one I saw on your, I must have been on your story, Izzy.
It says, couldn't be happier at the moment. Finally feel like things are coming together. Yeah. Hard to choose what to drink sometimes, but Coke Zero seems to be doing the trick right now.
Photo of him?
Is it Coke Zero?
It looks like he should be handing out a rose, but it's just a Coke Zero. Oh, that's a good question. Is it a Coke Zero ad? I feel like you would have to disclose that kind of ad.
Yeah.
Legally.
Definitely.
Definitely.
It's even weirder that it's not an ad. But I also love the sentiment. Like, I think it's really beautiful.
Maybe he's trying to partner up with Coke Zero.
Well.
But anyway, that's Liam's journey. Harry was at Niall's concert.
Yeah.
The other night, dancing in the back to
so
Stockholm Syndrome, which is like one of the best One Direction songs of all time that Niall sings on tour. And Harry was completely vibing to that, which was gorgeous to see.
Gorgeous.
Harry's mom, Anne, was also there.
Oh, I didn't
really,
see that.
Really sweet. And then Ed Sheeran was also there, which he was very, very involved, like, in One Direction, mm-hmm. wrote a lot of their songs. Little Things being one of the most notable one. Do you know that one?
I do.
Completely spectacular piece. And Ed posted a TikTok of him and Niall singing that backstage, and it literally, like, transported me.
Oh, like, recently.
To my high school bedroom, scrolling on Tumblr. I don't have enough good things to say about what I've been seeing, Kat. I really don't.
Okay.
And then someone said to Ed, get all five of them in a room, please. And he said, I'm not a wizard.
Ooh, so, interesting.
I don't think we'll be seeing any sort of reunion, especially due.
But it's nice to even see, like, a friendship.
And you know what? Like, I truly did love all of the boys with my whole heart. And I'm not even saying that I don't now, but it's just like the love that I had for Harry and Niall, and I think most girls' experiences with those two specifically.
I was a Niall,
like,
girl
exceeded
myself.
Exceeded the bounds of what we know love is capable of.
Right.
Okay. And that's definitely carrying on to present day, and it's reflected in their success and their abilities, and I'm so happy for the two of them. And not that the rest aren't doing amazing things as well.
I mean, the Snapchat deal.
Of course. Congrats, Liam, on that Snapchat deal. But the two of them, I'm excited about this partnership. I'm so excited to see what they have in store for us, Kat. I really am.
Me too, bro.
I really am.
I'm super excited. I recently told Brooke I want to talk about, there's not anything to say. I am just, like, obsessed with this gorgeous singer named Olivia Dean. And Harry, Izzy, I'm sure you're a fan of her, right? Mm-hmm. Yes. Harry was spotted with her out of Five Guys. And I just, it's more so like, I would love that to happen, like, romantically. Or I'm sorry, Brooke, if that's offensive.
No, it's not. I am completely comfortable with Harry and seeing other women. I really am.
Okay. If they make music together, I'd be thrilled about that. Anything. But I'm just glad to see them at the same Five Guys at the same damn time. I love them both. It's, like, making me tear up.
Oh, my God. Good.
Yeah.
I love to see you get passionate.
No, it doesn't come often. For some reason, about her specifically, I can't really watch a video of her, like, singing without sobbing.
Oh, my God.
And I saw her at Coachella, and I felt the same way.
That's
awesome.
She's,
like, the most beautiful. Like, it's mesmerizing to look at her as well as hear her.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
He was also spotted with Haim.
Yes.
Which
is also great.
I adore them.
Yeah.
And it's, people are saying that maybe they would open for him.
I could see that.
In a tour, which would, I would spend...
How much?
I'm trying to think of how many. One, five figures on a front row.
To Harry?
Ticket to Harry and Haim.
Okay.
I want to be clear, that's not, like, money that I have, like, readily available to spend on a concert ticket. But, like, for this instance, I am finna be in the pit.
You're finna be in the pit for 10K?
For who?
Wait, five. You said five digits. You're going to do 10K?
Yeah, I would do 10K.
Okay.
Because I'm going to be in the pit for Hymex, Harry.
I mean, that's how much the pit girl like literally paid. Remember?
No, I know. And I would say that's a situation which I would dip into the savings because I'm going to be in the pit so hard. And here's the thing that I've actually been thinking about a lot recently. I actually think it would be a huge like lapse in responsibility to not do that. And here's why.
Okay.
I've been fixating on Hamilton for the past few weeks pretty intensely.
I didn't know.
Really not a second that goes by that I'm not listening to the soundtrack. I don't feel comfortable not listening to the soundtrack.
I did not know that.
I don't feel comfortable. Okay.
Yeah.
I never saw the original cast.
Yeah, I didn't.
On Broadway. Because one, I don't know if this happened to you when you were in college, but like it was like 2016, I was in college when the original cast was on Broadway, and I didn't feel like I could ever leave Boston. Like it just like was like you can't leave. It's like not allowed almost. I don't know why I felt that way.
I did too.
But that was one, why I didn't go to see it. Two, I also just like couldn't afford it because Hamilton, like, do you remember when tickets were like $1,000?
It was like the most expensive it was ever insane. Yeah.
And so I never saw the original cast, which, you know, for me, it's Lynn, it's Jonathan.
Yeah, of course.
If I could go back to one moment in my life, it would be while the original cast was on, and I would shake me and say, spend every single cent you have. You don't need to eat.
Yeah.
Drop out of school. Literally do anything to get yourself to that stage. It's irresponsible not to. You will regret it for the rest of your life. Yeah. And I'm sitting here with so much regret because I didn't pay my life savings to see the original cast. And that is why I would spend five figures to finna be in the pit.
Well, now you know. You learned your lesson and you'll do that for Harry. But I will say there's probably a lot of beautiful things that you spent that money on.
I don't agree.
That brought you to where you are today.
Don't agree, Kat.
Okay.
I literally, I'm not kidding, I would trade my degree in a second. For the opportunity to see the Hamilton.
You know that you don't need your degree anymore.
Yes.
But you didn't know that at the time.
I still would have done it.
Okay.
Because when you balance the two, what's more important objectively? Getting a degree, seeing the original cast of Hamilton on stage.
I mean, I agree with you. I'm just trying to make you feel a little bit better. Yeah. I would have also really loved to see the original cast. My mom is constantly entering Broadway lottery. Like, you know how you can do that online?
Yeah.
And because they were always so expensive and she just was like dying to go. It was on in her car 24/7. She is like the only reason I know anything, care about Broadway. She actually surprised. We weren't like the original cast, but she surprised us. We got to New York and she had won lottery tickets.
Oh my God.
Or no. Well, maybe she got them really low because she'll also look the day before and she's willing to make that drive like day of and come back.
She is a remarkable woman. I really, I don't have enough good things to say about her. I mean, yeah. I do have more than enough. That's what I meant to say. I have more than enough good things to say about her.
Yeah.
I remember there was a time when Hamilton, the original cast, was on Broadway and my dad took me and my sister to New York. And
you saw it?
He said, we're going to see this show. It was called Falsettos. And I said, there's no way we're seeing Falsettos. He's surprising us.
I mean, of course you're going to think that.
Yeah. We show up to the Falsettos Theater. I'm thinking, there's no way we're really going in here. He's going to last second, he's going to switch it out, scan the tickets, get into Falsettos. He's just a decoy. Okay. The ushers are in on it. The second that we sit down in the chairs, he's gotcha.
Falsettos.
We're doing Falsettos. So. Your name Falsettos.
I'm so sorry, Brooke. I'm so sorry.
Totally fine. And I did get to see Hamilton.
Leah Michelle.
Yeah, and that was one of those moments where I was like, I'll fly across the country for that because I'll regret not doing
it. I also felt the same way about that. And I returned the favor to my mom, got her tickets, surprised her, and was like, I'll pay literally whatever. And then they actually like canceled a show and we ended up. And they were like, you can still go and you get the, what can I think of the word?
Ticket?
No.
Reimbursed?
No, the person.
Understudy?
The understudy. You get the understudy, who was also amazing.
Was it
but
Julie?
I was like, I'm going to see Leah. So right. they refunded you if you wanted or you could go. And we went a different time and we saw her. So it's all good.
It's all good.
It's all good. And that was life-changing. I saw her at the Glee concert. It was a little blurry. I don't remember it as much as a teen. But like, this was just great. Great to see her again.
Oh my God. The Glee concert. A lot of people don't know that the Warblers had a separate stage, okay? A lot of people in the audience didn't know that the Warblers were not going to pop up in the center, which is where I was sitting. So if you could only imagine my surprise when Darren Criss shoots out of the floor as Blaine
right
in the Warblers suit piece.
And you're right there.
With the rest of the band.
Yeah.
With the rest of the Warblers right there. One of the top 10, top 5, top 3 moments of my life. Yeah.
Picturing like young, passionate Brooke, and you like, I feel like it's kind of hard to surprise you because normally you would have done your research, but it wasn't like the Glee concert wasn't really like available to be seen.
Times were different. There was no TikTok.
I love that you were truly surprised with that pop-up. That is really special.
And I might be wrong, but I think Philly was like the first show.
Oh, yeah, I have no idea. My mom also surprised me at that. So,
oh my God, she is remarkable.
An angel,
seriously. Okay, here's what else we could talk about, Kat.
Okay,
here's another thing for you. We both just posted some apartment tours.
Yeah.
Because we both have new apartments,
mm-hmm.
which is really exciting.
It is.
I know you did too. I've never like filmed my like living space before.
Yeah, because it was a little
sketchy. Didn't really like the way that my apartment looked before. And also, mm-hmm. it's like kind of like vulnerable to be like, this is where I am every single day. Like,
it is, yeah.
This is just like my space. But I wanted to because I was like really proud of like the way
I
rated
it.
And I was like, I am so open to suggestions because I really didn't mean that at the time that I said it.
Okay.
I did need help. Yeah, we both said so many suggestions. And then people, rightfully so, because I said I'm so open to suggestions, were giving me suggestions.
I'm sorry, Brooke.
It's okay. It's okay. Like, I will be okay. Every single one of them hurt my feelings, even though they were super nice. I just like, something about me is like, I can't.
You're not wanting criticism.
Even if it's, I would rather harsh criticism than like gentle, kind, constructive criticism. I think, I don't know what's wrong with me.
I think with house, like you posted your, you posted your home because you love it and you were excited to post it. So it's like, if someone says they don't like something, like, you're fine. You already loved it before. You love it now.
Like, everyone that was like, you need to move your dresser. Like, I took that as like,
that's hateful.
You're disgusting. Like, get off the internet. Mm-hmm. Like, we never want to see you again. Like, they might as well have said that. Again, if you said that, you had every right to, as I clearly stated, that I was open for suggestions.
Yeah.
And not only open, excited and ready to receive them. So that is a me problem.
Were there any that you were like, oh, that's a good idea? Because I definitely got a lot that I was like, I wouldn't have thought of that.
The ones that I like was completely like that didn't affect me at all, only affected me positively, were like, there's like an open space on the wall and I was like, what do I do with this? And people were like suggesting what to do with this. The ones that I took personally were like, you did this and I don't like that.
Yeah,
that makes sense. You know, I didn't think I was gonna take that personally, but turns out really keeping me up at night. So yeah, something that I've learned about myself.
You know, what's weird is that I've gotten a lot of messages. It doesn't make any sense at all, but like I've gotten people think you moved into my old apartment.
Is it because of the rug?
I think so. I don't know, but I've gotten like messages and people are like, and comments being like, we know Brooke moved into your old place. And I'm like, you can look for 3 seconds, like respectfully. It's not the same.
Right. I don't think they look anything.
No.
Like,
not right now.
I don't see any.
I think it's just the rug and maybe hardwood floors.
Maybe the hardwood floors. Because you guys
the
now.
The kitchens are totally different.
Yeah. I had to order Kat's rug.
Yeah.
In 3 different colors.
Yes. They are so soft.
They're
my cat
so
is
soft
obsessed
and
with
so
it.
Gorgeous. The, yeah. What are they called? They're from Wayfair. The something and something
like
collection.
Rifle and Paper Co. Something
like that. The collection. We both have the same exact rug in our multi-purpose rooms.
We have the same multi-purpose room,
the same multi-purpose room used for not only glam, but also working too. and general relaxing.
Yeah.
Kat took the most amazing nap in my multi-purpose
room. Oh my God, Brooke. I haven't had a nap like that in years.
I was shocked by that. I was out of town down the street. I was actually getting a facial. Got a great facial at Formula Fig, if anyone wants to do that.
Nice. Good job, Brooke.
Yeah, good job. I'm trying to be better about being an influencer. So that was a great facial that I got, if that interests you. Anyway, I was getting a facial, came back home. When I got out of the facial, Kat texted me, I'm at your house. I'm actually resting in the multipurpose room right now. Like, great. Awesome. I get home. She had probably sent that text like an hour before I got home. So I was like, maybe she'll be up by the time I get home.
You would think.
She is conked to the god.
Did I have pillow overhead?
Pillow overhead. And I felt bad because I hadn't, like, I just got the bedding for that and I hadn't even made it up yet.
So she was direct on the bed with no sheets. I know.
No, I felt bad it wasn't set up for you. So she had a pillow and a blanket over her head.
That's how I sleep, though.
And I was like, all right, you know, it's clearly rest hour. I'm going to head into the primary bedroom and knock out. I had knocked out for about an hour and a half.
Still asleep.
I wake up. Cat's still actually asleep. So. Cat's still actually asleep in the multi-purpose room. So you could do a lot of different things in there.
Yeah, you definitely can. It was so nice to wake up. Like, Brooke woke up at the same time. Well, I know she'd, like, sent a text, but she had, like, just woken up. I'm walking out. We're both, like, so asleep after our naps. Like, hi.
I love really good. Co-napping.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's
like,
my
truly.
Favorite hobby.
And the only reason I did that is because I was trying to beat traffic. It doesn't matter. So
Kat's been doing this new thing where Kat lives in Santa Monica, and I would say like 95% of like our group of friends lives in West Hollywood. 95 to 99. And it's probably like only like 10 miles.
Yeah.
Across
Truly, it's like 11.
11.
Yeah.
It takes like 20 minutes at night with no traffic. During the day, traffic hours, that'll run you an hour and a half probably.
Yeah. Last week I went to West Hollywood 3 nights in a row. Bowling, I obviously had to make it. And I'm still like, I still want to do things with my friends even though I live far. So I still want to make it. But like, it took me, and I had a work event the next night. Anyway, it took me an hour and a half to get to each location every night. And it is literally 10 miles, which is fine, and I can plan for it. But it is frustrating, Brooke, a little.
Kat, it takes me
20 minutes to get home, though.
Yeah, so. I would be complaining a lot more than you, so.
I mean, I feel like I can't really complain about it because it's like, it's a decision that I have made.
I don't agree. I think
you don't?
Complain. I think you can complain about decisions you've made.
I'll always shoot a text and be like, traffic is not bad, sarcastically, but that's about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to make it to bowling night. Yeah. Obviously, so like I have to sit in that. That's a choice that I make. And it's also, it sucks because it's literally from 3 to 7. So it's not like I can leave a little early. So that's why I got to Brooke's house around 1 and nap for 2 hours.
1 p.m. because we had a 7 p.m. obligation.
So I had to get there.
So she had to, you know, beat the traffic and we love her for it. We really do.
The 7 p.m. obligation is Channing's YouTube live stream.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
She did a 2K live gala, and I think she's already hit 3K.
Really?
I think so.
Oh my
go
god!
Go ahead and subscribe to Channing's YouTube channel. Is it just Channing Glenn? Is he? Do we know?
I think so.
You don't think so?
No, I do think so.
Oh,
Channing Glenn 8565.
Channing Glenn 2Ns 8565. That you can actually.
she's getting close.
Oh my gosh, she's getting real close.
Gala was a blast.
The gala
you can go
was
watch
blast.
That.
It was live, but it lives on her channel.
It was a really active live stream, I will
it
say.
It really was active.
Like the chat,
we were getting in trouble for we were getting in trouble for being on our phones.
Yeah.
It is scary like how all of us are so addicted to our phones. Everybody, we got yelled at so many times, as rightfully so by Channing. Everyone reached for their phone at least twice during the live gala. Like literally hands itching for it.
Yeah, of course.
Of course, like we're all of our friends are in the same room.
I was texting under the table.
I'm blatantly like texting in on camera, but it's my phone addiction's
that's gorgeous.
Reached a new
peak. Let's get Channing to 3, y'all.
Let's get Channing to 3.
Brooke, we got anything else on the docket?
What else was the last thing on my note?
Are you a big Oasis fan? Is that why that's on there?
I'm not.
That's like all Miles, my boyfriend, has been talking about is their reunion.
I know. All I know about Oasis is obviously Wonderwall, and through like a Matty Healy interview that I had seen.
Oh, I saw that
on my
For
You page that he's like, can you imagine like being in like one of the coolest bands in the world and not getting back together because you're in a fight with your brother?
Yeah.
And I don't actually know like about the lore of Oasis and the brotherly feud. Do you, Izzy? Mm-hmm. Would you mind letting us know?
Sure. So I actually watched like a 10-minute TikTok on it.
Oh, perfect.
Like basically there are two brothers and they were in this band, and Noel is the younger one and Liam's the older one. And Liam took on this role of being like the rock star and he just wanted to be famous. And then Noel like really wanted to be a good songwriter.
That is so Daisy Jones.
Yeah.
So Liam would get like really drunk before concerts and then like totally fuck up the set and like sing the wrong lyrics because he thought it was funny when the crowd would like be confused by what's happening. So then Noel would get really pissed off. And then there was one concert where Liam was super fucked up, and so Noel performed by himself, like with the band but without Liam. And he just came on stage and was like, Liam has a sore throat, but Liam was in the stands.
Sure.
Like harassing him essentially, or like what do you call it when you're like
there's
a word,
heckling.
Yeah, he's heckling him. And then finally Noel was just like, I can't do this anymore, like I'm leaving the band. And then for like, I don't know, like 20 years, Liam was like trying to talk to him through interviews because he knew he wouldn't answer his phone calls. And so Liam would like tweet all the time about how he's really sorry and he like loves his brother, but then Noel would come on interviews and be like, I don't want to fucking talk to him. And then so everyone was like, there's no way they're getting back together. And then this week they were like, oh, we're getting back together.
Oh my God, they're officially getting back together.
Yeah, they're going on tour.
Oh my God, people must be freaking out.
Yeah. People are freaking out, Brooke.
Wow.
That's suddenly really, you're invested.
I'm definitely
now
excited about it.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah. What are their other songs besides Wonderwall, by the way?
Definitely a couple.
Definitely a few.
Miles has been playing the album in the car nonstop. It's good music. Oh, well, we got Champagne Supernova, of course. Did you say that one? Don't Look Back
in
Anger. Is
that not Chapel?
Red Wine.
Oh. Red Wine. Close, though.
I'm not.
There are a lot of songs where I think,
you know, like, Don't Look Back in Anger.
Like, oh, I know that.
No, I don't. Cat.
Can't sing Oasis right now on the pod.
Give it a go.
Don't look back in anger. No?
That's okay. Not ringing any bell.
Would have been a little less
awkward. Let me look on Spotify and see like their most popular.
I think you know their most pop.
I would like to
confirm.
Imagine that I know one that's not Wonderwall. Don't Look Back in Anger.
You know that one.
And Champagne Supernova, too.
You know that one.
I don't.
Champagne Supernova.
That's Chapel.
What Better get
genre
into it.
Of music would you call that? Rock?
I don't think I'm in a place to say.
Okay.
Rock. Alternative rock.
No, alternative rock. Yeah, alternative rock. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I really am. Like, I definitely like Wonderwall.
I like a backstory.
Unironically.
Like, it'd be good to see them back together. Yeah. I didn't know that there was a separation until this week, but now knowing that there was, it'll be good to see them back.
Mm-hmm. Enemies to lovers.
Exactly. Brothers, though. So we don't want to go too dark romance.
No, we're not doing too much dark romance right now, although there is nothing wrong with liking dark romance.
If you
romance,
like dark romance, there is, that's okay.
That is not a problem.
But you don't have to read it if you don't want to.
That is a choice that is available to you based off of your personal preference.
I do want to say this side, Connor's side, is my like horrible side of my face.
Me too.
I don't really want to see comments about like that because I will cry. So just, you can comment about other things, but not my good side.
And I this do side. Want people to know, and like
a little better.
I have nothing but the utmost respect for the lights in this room. It does make us look like we're melting a little.
Always.
So
there's like,
I'd like to think that we look better in person. If you guys are wondering, hey, like,
are they melting?
Are they melting? Or like, are they cuter in person? Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I get that a lot, which is like such a weird backhanded thing. But like when I meet people,
I do
girls,
too.
They say, you're so much prettier in person. I'm like,
I do too.
Okay. Which is like, I'm great. I'm glad. That's sweet, I guess. But it's like,
well,
I look
actually,
like
I
shit
don't get
on the
that.
Internet.
Sorry. I meant I get much. You're so short.
I get that, too, actually. Because people assume that I'm like tall.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you think I'm tall presenting?
You are tall presenting. But I was. That's when I first met you. I thought you would be taller.
I did not expect you to be so short. So I guess I felt the same way.
Right.
As everyone.
Yeah. We're like, no better. We're no better than everyone else.
We're no better. I really like can put my head on Brooke's head comfortably for reference. And yeah, I am. I'm 5'4".
I don't know why people think I always say like I'm 4'11". Like I'm very clear about that. There's a highlight on my Instagram. It's just called I'm 4'11". You open it. It's a picture of me that just says I'm 4'11". I don't shy away from it. And yet every single time I meet someone, wow, you are short. Okay, thank you.
I think it can still be.
Yep.
Let me see.
Crystal clear. I'm begging, I want people to know so that they don't feel the need to say you're.
Does it bother you?
No, it doesn't bother me. It's just, I don't know.
What do you say to that? Right. You're like,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of always happen. Check my Instagram highlight for details.
Yes. So happy to provide that information again for those who need a reminder.
Yes.
But I have always been on the shorter side of things.
And that's great.
And that's just something that I have learned to accept.
I didn't know the founder of Barnes & Noble passed away. I'm sorry, Brooke.
That's what I wanted to say about my office job. I'm sorry about this, too. I want to work the night shift at Barnes & Noble. That's my dream job. And that's close enough to an office job. Like hashtagging slasher night shift vibes at Barnes & Noble.
I think you could literally make that happen.
That's when they organize the displays.
But you'd be so exhausted, Brooke.
Well, I'd have to sleep all day.
Okay. But then I think we would all miss you.
No, if anything, you'd see me more.
When? You'd be asleep all day and then you'd be working
your shift. Well, I could go out at night. Like, I could do the early shift going out at night and then go to work.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Because I never make it.
I didn't realize you were going to do the going out portion before your shift.
So I'll meet you out
shift.
At 8, from 8 to 10.
My shift doesn't start till
11, Kat.
You know when you have a shift... And if it's in 4 hours, it feels like it's in 20 minutes. And it's like, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, you feel like you can't do anything? When I worked at my restaurant jobs, if I knew I had a shift at 4, like my day's over.
Yes.
Like there's nothing I can do. I don't see you going out necessarily before your shift is what I'm trying to say. But I would love it. A lot of us would love it.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll figure it out when I get the job.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of beautiful things about an office job. I love working any job. I love meeting people that you would have never been put in the same space with and you really share nothing in common with. And then they become your family mm-hmm. because you're forced to spend so much time together. I love that. But it's not super exciting. And this is coming from someone who worked one for about 7 months. But as you guys know, I thought I was working an office job in marketing, but then I was a leasing agent. Mm-hmm. I was completely pranked.
Mm-hmm.
And then my next one was remote. And that randomly made me want to pass because
I forgot about that one.
It's fine, Brooke. I had such a hard time motivating myself.
Without
Adderall.
I get it. I mean, I don't because I haven't worked an office job.
I think I've always said when I have to eventually get another job because my TikToks are flopping. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna go back to working in restaurants or my dream job is a cashier and I love that.
I'll be at Barnes & Noble. So
oh my God. What if I was the cashier?
No, I'll also be the cashier.
Oh, I thought you were saying okay. I thought you would only do night shift.
I mean I'm there 24/7.
You're really. The general manager?
I could do GM.
It'll take you a while to build
too much.
Yeah.
I just want to work the floor. There's this, I don't know if I ever told you about my friend that works at Barnes & Noble. I had only met due to her approaching me because I was
I know about her,
Jane Mass section. And I want to do what she does, which is just literally approaches people when they're at the Sarah J. Mass section and just pops. then she just pops off.
That's her job title, to approach at the Sarah J. Mass section?
I think that she's actually gotten in trouble.
Yeah, I'm sure.
For doing that.
Didn't she talk to you for 30?
Kat, literally 45, and I could hear her earpiece, literally, someone screaming at her to get back at the register. She's following her passion, so.
And, like, you're not buying anything anyway because you already have them all.
I was just paying my respect, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I tell her that every time I see her. Like, I've read them. And then each time it's like she's meeting me for the first time. Because I think she does it to so many people.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Well, that's sweet.
If you guys go to the Barnes & Noble at the Grove and go to the Sarah J. Maas section upstairs, there's, like, a list of, like, what order to read the books in. That's her. It's her writing. She's such a sweetheart. I love her.
I'm imagining that, like, that role just being you, like, someone walking up, you come in, like, from the back. You're like, hi.
Hi.
So, like, and that would help
Jen in the Smash Cake. Talking. Hi. I'm Jen.
Hi. That was so good. Brooke's Smash Cake pose really got me. Really got me.
I don't smoke weed anymore, by the way.
I heard. Congratulations. Yeah,
I flew too close to the sun.
Yeah.
This weekend, which y'all might be able to see.
And then
you
were high for like a couple days.
Yeah. Right? I literally like couldn't. I couldn't. So now I'm just detoxing for a bit. You can see in my last Instagram post, me and my friends made a smash cake.
You didn't look high at all. So I don't think anyone would know.
Okay. That's good, Kat. That's good. Yeah. No, I didn't feel high either. So.
No.
So that's good. Yeah, but I no longer. Why did I say that?
Maybe you just wanted to announce your cleanse.
There was something before that. Oh, I'm Jen. We felt the need in the Smash video to introduce ourselves every single time we started filming a new clip. And so my friend Jen would just say, I'm Jen. And that would send me into a fit of hysterics. So moral of the story, I would just do that at the Barnes & Noble display.
Yeah.
End scene.
And I will be at the register because there's nothing I dream of more than having a 10-second interaction and then I never have to see him again.
Amen. And with that, Kat, we can tell everyone goodbye and we'll see them in the bonus. Go ahead and tell everyone where they can find you, Kat.
My TikTok is Wash Your Pillowcases, I think, but like it doesn't show up like that anymore. So you can just search Kat Wellington or Wash Your Pillowcases. And then it's just Kat Wellington on Instagram. I love you guys.
Now tell everyone about your podcast, Kat.
Oh, my podcast. Thank you, bro. Good point. I have a podcast called Impossible to Say. That's not on YouTube, but it's on any other place you listen with my best friend. And it's super fun. So that's it. Thank you, guys.
Say yay, Kat. Love
you. Yay, Brooke. Love you, Brooke.
This week on Close Friends. I can't believe that I said... Let me film this right now. I'm not kidding. Everywhere Tristan goes, a trail of napkins follows him. Beat it.
I think during the chorus.
No one wants to pee in a bidet. Don't know what? Beat it. I've been drinking chlorophyll. And you can see those toxins coming out, Kat.
Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.